So we got to a few lines down. How far did we get even? Amalei Kofar le Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, so three lines down. Amalei Kofar le Rabbi Gamliel. So a certain Kofar said to Rabbi Gamliel that Elokeichem Ganefu, your God is a thief. How do they know? Dichsiv Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardeima Ala Hadam Vayishan. He made Adam fall asleep in the deep slumber, and what happened? And he stole his rib. Amalei Barte. So the daughter of this kofar said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Shavke da'ana mahadrilei, leave him alone. I'll take care of my father. Let me respond to my father." So Amrilei, so she says to his father, "Tinuli duchas echad, give me a judge." Duchas means a dayan. So okay. So Amrilei la'malacha, he asks, "What do you need it for?" So he says, "Listen ba'al leinu halayla, because certain robbers came to me at night, v'natlu mimenu kitan shekesef, and they stole a silver pitcher from me." But instead they gave me a golden pitcher. They replaced it. I had a silver pitcher. Now they gave me a gold pitcher. So the father said, you should be zocha to have this every single day, to have an upgrade from a silver pitcher to a gold pitcher. So she said, is it not good for Adam Harishon to lose one of his ribs? And have someone serve him? That's like silver, replacing a silver pitcher with a gold pitcher.
Is that saying that that's what a wife is there to serve her husband?
That's what the Gemara says.
Don't use the Shevra.
So he said to her, this is what I meant. Ela lishkle behedia, which should have been, why not do it openly? Why do you have to put him to sleep first? Why do you have to put him into a deep slumber and then take it? Why he's alive? Take out the rib while he's awake and create a woman. So she said to him, Aishili umta debisra, give me a piece of raw meat. So Aishilei, so he goes to his freezer, brings out a piece of raw meat. Osfei tosei bechasha, she put it under the hot ashes in the grate, underneath it. Fine. So afikte amrilei echamai. So she said, eat from this piece of meat. Amrila misali, it's disgusting to me. How could you do that? You put it on the coals. You want it on top of the grates, but when you put it below the grates, in the actual coals, that's very disgusting, even though it's cooked. So Amrilei, so she says to him, Vada marisha nami, what about him as well? It would also be, e hava shikle behadye havi meisile. And he took out the rib and seen his wife create from the rib. That would be disgusting to him. So he did it in such a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Adam wouldn't know what was going on. So it wouldn't be disgusting to him. So a very bright daughter of this kofar. So Amrlei, kofar l'Rabbi Gamliel. The kofar says another thing to Rabbi Gamliel. Yodana elokaihu mai ka'avid. I know exactly what your God is doing. And v'heicha yasif. We read the parentheses where he's sitting as well. So isnagad v'isnach. So Rabbi Gamliel became very faint and he sighed. So Amr Lei, my high. So what's the problem? Why are you sighing? Amr Lei, ben echad yeshi be krake hayam. I've got a son who's somewhere in the city. He's off by the sea. I don't know where he is. V'yeshli gagum alav. I've been yearning to see him. But yina demach v'yeshlei nehele. I want you to show him to me. Maybe you could find him for me. Amr mi adina heichanihu. Do I know where he is? So Amr Lei, Rabbi Gamliel says to him, Dika ba'ar lo yadata, dika meshmaya data. You don't know where a person or land is, but you know where something is in Shemayim. So obviously he doesn't know where that sun is, nor does he know where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So again, Amr Lei Kofar L'Rabbi Gamliel. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Mona Mispala Kochavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu counts the number of stars. My Rubuse, what's the great chiddush here? So Ana Matina L'Memne Kochavim. I could also count the stars. So I see Chabushi Rabbi Gamliel brought him what it means. They define here as quinces. Shadina ba'arbele v'kamahardile. And he threw them into a sieve and he mixed them around. And Amr Lehem Minayu, can you please count them for me? Rabbi Gamliel says, count how many quinces are here. So Amr Lei O Kamina, he said to them, keep them still. Stop moving them, and then I can count them. If you're busy moving them around, I can't count them. So Amr Lei Rakia Nami Hachahadra. So in Shemayim as well, there's constant moving. You can't count the stars. They're constantly moving around, and therefore it's impossible for you to count them. Now I'm not sure that means that they're moving around exactly, how that fits within the science or what he means, because I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not going to even comment. Ikadami.
Well, if you were to try to count the stars, and you were to start over there at night, by the time you got to over there, things would have moved already. There'd be more stars over here, and these stars would have left.
Uh-huh.
You know, the constellations are moving all night.
Uh-huh. So even though they're not moving as quick as the quinces are moving the ball, it's still by the time you get. Okay, right. I hear. So Ikadami, there are those who say, Ahachi, Amarle, this is what he said to Ramaliel, Menili Kochave, the stars are counted before me, meaning I could count the stars. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Amar lei, eima li, kachech v'shinech kamahave. Tell me how many molars and teeth are in your mouth. Shadi yadei lepumei v'kamani li. Put his hand and start to count. 1 and 2 and 3. So Amar lei, so Rabbi Gamliel says to him, Tika lepumach le yadat, tika berkir yadat. You don't know what's in your own mouth, but you know what's in Shemayim. Fine. Next conversation. Amar lei kofer Rabbi Gamliel, mi shabara harim levara ruach. The person or the being that created mountains didn't create the wind. Shinam Arzit says, Kihina Yotzeharim Uvare Ruach. One being created mountains, another being created Ruach. Two separate things, Yotzer and Abare. So El Miat, if that's the case, Rabbi Gamliel says, Gabi Adam Dichsev Uvayivra Vayitzar. It says both Lashonos of Bria and Yitzira by Adam. Hachanami Misha Baral Zeh Lo Bar Zeh, the one who created the Bria of Adam, didn't create the Yitzir of Adam. That doesn't make any sense. So, Tevach al Tevach. Yeshua Adam. So there's an area of a tevach a tevach, which is in the head of a man. Ushnei nekavim yeshbo, and there are two holes, the ear and the eye. Misha barazeh lo barazeh. So you're going to tell me that the one who created the eyes didn't create the ear? Shenemar hanote ozen halo yishma v'myotze ayin halo yavit. So anotea is used for ozen and yotze is used for ayin. That's certainly not the case. So just because two different verbs are used doesn't mean there were two different creators. So Amarlei, so the response of the heretic was, in, yes, it's true. So Amarlei, Rabbi Gamliel says to him, Vushas misa kula nispaisu. So when a person dies, so they all agreed that he'll stop the eye from working and the ear from working? Certainly not. So therefore, just like the death comes by the same person or being, so too the creation of man comes by the same being. So Amarlei, hahu amgusha la meimar. Amgusha is a certain type of a sorcerer, they explain here. He says to Amemar the following, Mipalgach lilai de Hormuz. Your upper half belongs to Hormuz. What exactly is Hormuz? He's a type of shade, a type of demon. Mipalgach lisatoi de Ahormuz. And the lower half is owned by Ahormuz. So different types of demon. One is just Hormuz and one is Ahormuz, an aleph in beginning. Fine. So Amrlei, Amemar says to him, Imkain, if that's the case, Heichashavik le Ahormuz le Hormuz. How does Ahormuz allow Hormuz laabure maya Ba'ara, to pass water through his territory? Every time a person opens up his mouth from the top, it goes down to the bottom part of the body. So they really, do they get along with each other that you could the top part could connect to the bottom part? It's a very strange conversation. Fine. Amalei Kesal Rabbi Tanchum, the Caesar said to Rabbi Tanchum the following, let us all be one nation. Let's come together, the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, everyone together. So Amar, Lechai Anand Ma'alinan, fine. But we are circumcised. We can't be like you. So you have to circumcise yourselves to be like us. So Amarlei, may our shop your commerce. You're saying good, very good. But whoever beats out the king has to be thrown into a pen of wild beasts. Okay? So Shadu Labivar, they threw Rabbi Tanchum into this pen of wild animals. And the animals didn't eat him. They didn't attack him. Amrlei Hahu Tzaduki, a certain Tzaduki was there and says, the reason why they didn't eat him, Rav Tanchum, is because Mishim Delo Kafanu, because they're not hungry. So Shadilei Lididei V'achlu. So they threw the Tzaduki into the wild animals and they ate the Tzaduki. Fine. Amrlei Kofer, the Rav Gamliel. The Kofer, back to the conversation, the Rav Gamliel says to him, Amrisa Kol Bei Asar Shchinta Sharia. Wherever there's 10 people, the Shechina is Shara. Whenever there's a minyan, there's a Shechina. How many Shechinas are there? There are so many Minyanim all over the place. How many Shechinas could there possibly be? So Kari L'Shame, so Rabbi Gamliel called the Shamish of the Kofer, and Mechabe Bapaska, and he hit the Shamish on the neck. So Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel said to the Shamish, Amai al Shamshe Bevesa de Kofer. Why do you allow sun to come inside the Kofer's house? So what's going on here? Amarlei, so the Kofer said to him, Shimsha Kula Amanaicha. What kind of question is that? The sun shines for the entire world. Uma Shimsha Dechad Min Elef Alfe Ribo Shamasha. If the sun, which is only one of thousands upon thousands of servants of Hashem, the Kame Kutchibrichu, and Nichal Chuyama shines upon the entire world, so Shchinta the Kutchibrichu Alachas Bekam Lokama. So just like the sun could shine for the entire world, so too the Shchina is able to be in so many different places at one time. So then Amar Lei Ahu Min Le Rabbi Abahu. So a certain min says to the Rabbi Abahu, Elokeichem and Gachachanu. your God is a jokester. The Kamarle Yechezkel, Shchav al Tzidcha Hasmoli. He says to Yechezkel, lie on your left side. Uksivan's written, V'shachav al Tzidcha Hayimini, you should lie on your right side. How could it be both? It's obviously impossible. He's playing games, your God. So Asahu Tamida, so a certain Talmud came, Amar Lei, and he asked him, my time of the Shriyasa, what's the reason why we have a Shemitah here? Amar Lei Hasha Amina Lechum Milsa, Rabbi Abo says to him, I will tell you something. The Shavu L'Tervayu, that's fitting to respond to both of your questions. A question about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a jokester, and the reason for Shemitah here. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Ziru Sheshu V'Shemitu Sheva, you should plant for 6 years, and the seventh year you should leave it alone. In every year, 7 years, you should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner of the world. But the Jews didn't do this. So they sinned and they were exiled because of this. So if the world, the way the world works is if a certain country goes against, rebels against the king, if he's a cruel individual, the king, he's going to wipe out that entire nation. If he has a rachmanis, he'll only kill half the nation. And in rachman mali, if he's full of rachman, mali rachman, so then the he'll just cause suffering to the greatest ones among the nation. So Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, whom Yaseh Yechezkel, he also was causing sorrows to Yechezkel because the Jews at that time violated Shemitah cycle. So therefore, Yechezkel, who was the leader, he was causing him pain. Kedei Lamarik Avanosem Shal Yisrael, in order to cleanse Klal Yisrael from all the sins. So another conversation now. Amar Lei Hahu Mina Le Rabbi Abohu, or a certain min said to Rabbi Abohu the following: Elokeichem Kohenu, your God is a Kohen. As we know, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Truma for himself. There's another Gemara in Zvachim, which he didn't quote here. The Gemara in Zvachim says as well that we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen because when Miriam was a Mitzaras, the law is that only a Kohen is allowed to look at a Mitzorah, a Mitzaras. But the only Kohen at the time was Aaron. And Aaron, who's a Kar of a Miriam, is not allowed to look at her own sister. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to do you a Tova, I'll be the Kohen, and I'll make sure that the Tzaras goes away. So we see that clearly Kadosh Baruch Hu has a din of a Kohen, whatever that means, but this pasuk they quote, he takes Truma. So what's the question of the minute? Fascinating question. Ki kavre le Moshe b'mai tovel. When he buried Moshe Beinu and became Tamei Meis, how did he become Tahor afterwards? There is no mikvah. Because v'chiteim b'mai, if you're going to say he went to the water, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to the water himself, is that possible? Haksiv mi madad b'sha'ala mayim. Who measured the waters with his fist? The water's too big. I mean, the waters of all the world fit in Kadosh Baruch Hu's fist. Meaning the body of Hashem, whatever that means, cannot be immersed in water. So how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu ever become Tahor ever again? So Rabbi Bo responds to him, Amar Lei Benura Tovel. A Kadosh Baruch Hu actually was Tovel in fire. And as it says, Dechsev Ki Hinei Ha'ei Hashem Ba'esh Yavo. A Kadosh Baruch Hu can enter into fire. There is no limit. Fire can always be bigger and bigger. So Hashem immerses in fire to become Tahor. Well, Misalka Tivilusa Benura. He asks him, what do you mean? We don't find anywhere that fire cleanses anything. To become Tahor, you need a mikvah, mayim. There's no concept of Eish being Matayr. So Amar Lei, he says, Adraba, Ikka Tfilusa Benurahu. Really, the Ikka way of becoming Tahor is through fire. If it can't go into fire, it's referring to Kasher and Kalim. If you can't go into Libun, which is the fire, then you put into water, into Hagala. That's ideal. But since obviously man can't go through fire, so all of us only go to the mikvah to be Tahor. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who could of course handle fire, he goes into the mikvah, whatever that means. So there's a question whether this conversation was a real conversation. Was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tameh? He's Tahor. So some take this seriously. Some just say he was just responding in that warped world of the Min. But of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shaykhis of becoming Tamei or Tahor. The Tosas seem to take this a little seriously. Tosas are the last one here. Small three line Tosas. But my Tavil, Halo Kashalei Heach Nitma. So why didn't he ask a question? How did he become Tamei in the first place? If he's a Kohen, because the Yisrael Nikru Banim Lamakum. A Kohen can become Tamei Lameis. So the since Klais is considered banim, so a Kohen is allowed to be metame to his own children. So the Guru Ari asks the question, but wait a second, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just Stam a Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tame to his own children. So the Gur Arya answers that through the great anivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he held himself as a Kohen Hedyot. So he was able to become Tameh to the Banim. The Maharsha says differently, Moshe Beinu was a Meis Mitzvah. So Kohen Gadol is allowed to perform a Meis Mitzvah because no one knew where Moshe Beinu was going to be buried. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was the one who buried him. Okay, this gets into a whole larger discussion whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah or not. There's another conversation, the Medrash quotes that the Min asked Rabbi Akiva once, that your God doesn't keep Shabbos because it rains on Shabbos and the winds blow on Shabbos and there's all this Hotzah and Zareah on Shabbos. That's a conversation. So I forget the response of Rabbi Akiva, but there's a concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps mitzvahs. He wears tefillin, he davens. There's a lot of different sources for this. What that means exactly, it's a whole other conversation. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar lehahu mina le Rabbi Avina. A certain mint is said to Rabbi Avina. Ksiv the Pasuk says, Umik amcha ki yisoh goy echer baret. Who's like this great nation? So, my Rebuse, what's the great chiddush? Ask the min. Atanami arvisa bahaden. You are also mixed together with us. The other pasuk says, Kol agoyim kai negdu. All the nations are nothing with respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're meaningless. You're no different than any other nation. What makes you so special? So Rav Avina responded back, Amar lei miditchu asidu alan. From you, from among you, from referring to Bilam here, they testified about us that were not included in that actual pasuk. The pasuk goes on to say in Amud Beit, "Ubegoyim lo yischashev," that you, Klaisa, are not going to be counted amongst the other nations. So yes, the other nations are considered nothing with respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Mikamcha Yisrael, they are considered special. So Rabbi Elazar Rami, he asked the contradiction of Psukim, Ksiv Tov Hashem Lakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good for everyone, Ksiv Tov Hashem Lakovav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good for those who are Mekaveh, those who are waiting and hoping for Hashem, not for everyone. So how do you deal with the contradiction? So Mashal Adam Sheish Lapardes, a certain person has a orchard, Kishu Mashke Mashke Etzkula, when he waters the entire orchard. But Kishu Oder, when he comes to hoe it, he only wastes his time hoeing those trees that actually have fruit. Those that have no fruit, he's not going to waste his time on them. So yeah, initially, Kadosh Baruch Hu is good for everyone. When it comes to a different type, when it comes to, I guess, reaping everything, so then he'll only deal with those who are looking for Hashem. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Lefika kol echad ve'echad, the Mishnah had said that whenever a person dies, there's great joy. So the Gemara says, "Vayavor harina b'machaneh." There's going to be great rina, great simcha, great happiness in the camp. And this is when Achav had died, so there was tremendous simcha. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina uva avod rishon rina. He explained that when the rishon died, there's great rina. That's referring to ba'avod Achav bar ben Amri. When Achav died, there is rina. So the Gemara asks, "Mi chadei kutcher bruchu b'mapalten shel rishon?" Is the Kadosh Baruch Hu happy when rishon die? The pasuk says, "Betzeis lifnei hachalutz ve'omrim hodu l'Hashem kili amchasto." As they go out before the chalutz, before the army, before the ones who are armed, they say, "Give hodu l'Hashem." So, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, mipnei malo nemar bodazu kitov. Why doesn't it say kitov? Right? We always say hodu l'Hashem kitov kili amchasto. It says here hodu l'Hashem kili amchasto. Why is kitov not here in the pasuk? So Gemara says, "Lefish ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'mapalten shereshama." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not very pleased even when Rishayim die. So how could it be above that when Achav died there is great rina? The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dichse wasn't meaning the pasuk v'lo karv zeh el zeh kol laila. That night of Kriyas Yamsov, no one came near each other. That's referring to because there wasn't a simcha at the time when the Mitzrayim died. So what's the response here? So Rabbi Yonasan says, "Ba'osa shah bikshul mal." This explains to the question. Sorry, "Ba'osa shah." That night of Kriyas Yamsov, bikshul malachei sharis lamashir alifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to sing a song because finally Klai Yisrael became free. Amr lehem Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'ase yadai tovim bayam ba'atem omim shu lefanai. My creations are destroyed. And you're trying to sing a song. So we see there is no shira, there's no rina, there's no simcha, there's no tov in front of Hashem. B'mapalten shereshayim. So how come above the pasuk says there is rina when Achav died? So comes to answer this Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina hu eino sas avalchem mesis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself isn't happy, but others are happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes others to be happy. And that's what the explanation is. Deikonami, and this is pretty exact in the Pasuk, Dichsev Yosus, he causes others to be happy, V'loksev Yosus. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is happy, but he causes Yosus, the Lashon of Mafil, he causes others to be happy. Shema Amina. Bar now goes back to discuss the topic of Achav's death. The Gemara says, "V'hazonos v'rachatsu," and the zonos washed. What does this mean? Amar Reb Elazar l'marik shtei chazonos, in order to that Achav Zeth served to clarify to Marik to clarify two different chazonos, two different visions. Achashel Michayahu v'achashel Eliyahu. Two visions, one of Michayahu and one Michayu and one of Eliyahu. B'Michayu, if it's written, the pasuk says there's a pasuk that appears in, which is in Malachim, Im shov tashuv b'shalom lo diber Hashem bi, if you return, if Achav returns back b'shalom in peace, so Hashem did not speak to me. And Michayahu was prophesizing that Achav is going to die, meaning I heard a prophecy, Hashem told me that Achav will die. And if Achav returns back, that means whatever I heard wasn't a correct prophecy. It must have been something else. It wasn't Hashem speaking to me. So then Eliyahu k'siv, it's written b'makom asher lakaku ha'klavim es dam navos. The place where the club, where the dogs lapped the blood of Navos, they drank up the blood of Navos. So what was going on here? I guess apparently when he died, when Achav was killed, that the dogs were eating and drinking up the blood. So both these chazyonos, both of these visions were fulfilled with the death of Achav. So Rava Amar, Rava says, Zonos Mamash. He says, no, Zonos don't mean chazon. It doesn't refer to chazon, switching the hay and the chav. It means Mamash Zonos. Really Zonos, women who are Zonos. So what's going on here? So what does it mean the pasuk says Hazonos Rachsu, that the Zonos were washing? So Achav Ish Mitzunahaya, he was a cold person, Lashon of Tzonain, he was cold. Uvasallah Izevel Shet Sure Zonos Bimekavto. So therefore his wife Izevel made two pictures of Zonos in his merkav, in his chariot. Kadeshiro son of Yizcham, in order for him to stay warm. That's what it means. V'hazonos rachatsu. They kept him, I guess, bathed in warm water, if you will. Visha mashach v'keshes l'suma v'yake. So when a man mashach v'keshes drew the bow, the tumo. We'll see what the tumo means in a second. V'yake, and he killed Achav. That's how he killed Achav. Someone pulled it back, and that's what killed him. So what does it mean? L'tumo. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he said l'fi tumo. Innocence, lefitumo is mesech, lefitumo, just innocently not paying attention. Some guy was pulling it back, and he didn't know he was aiming at Achav. He just shot an arrow and happened to, by chance, hit Achav. Rav Amar, no. Lesamim shtei chazyonos. It was meant to lesamim, to complete, to mashlim, to complete two different visions. The ones we mentioned above, achas shel Michayahu v'achas shel Eliyahu. Gemara now quotes the mnemonic here of the next few discussions, Simin Kara Vizacha Be'edom. So first the pasuk says we're still describing Achav. K'siv Vayikra Achav El Ovadiyahu Asher Al Habayis. So Achav called Ovadiyahu, and who was over in the house. Ovadiyahu Haya Yorei Es Hashem Me'od. And Ovadiyahu was a big year Shemayim. My Kamar Kro. What exactly is the pasuk describing here? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Lei, Achav says to Ovadiyahu, Ovadiyah, that V'Yakov K'siv, with regard to Yaakov, it says, Nechashti V'Yivarachini Hashem Begalecha, I have learned from that Hashem has blessed me in on account of you. So that's what he says, that Lavan said to Yaakov, Lavan says to Yaakov, I realize that all my bracha in my house came because of you. He acknowledged that. And B'Yosef, with respect to Yosef, it says, V'Yivarach Hashem has based Hamitzri Begal Yosef. And in light of Yosef, there's tremendous bracha in the house of Mitzrayim, Paro. To Besa, Tehu Gavra Lohava Mivrach. But the house of Achav had no bracha. How could that be? Shem lo yirei lo kimata. Maybe Ovadiah, who worked in the house of Achav, wasn't the Yirei Shemayim, because Yaakov caused bracha to the house of Lavan, and Yosef caused bracha to the house of Paro. So why didn't Ovadiah cause bracha to the house of Achav? So Yotze Baskel Vamra, a voice came out and said of Ovadiyahu, Haya Yare es Hashem Me'o. Despite your concerns, he is Yirei Shemayim. The reason why you have no bracha, you are not worthy. Sounds like Achav was worse than the Paro at the time, and worse than Lavan. Amar Rabbi Abba, Godel Shenemar B'Ovadiyahu Yoser Mima Shenemar B'Avram. Greater is said about Ovadiyahu than what was said about Avram. Dilu B'Avram Lo K'siv Me'od doesn't say the word Me'od, very. Uv'Ovadiyahu K'siv, it says the Pasuk Me'od, that he was a Yerushimayim Me'od. Sounds like he's greater than Avram. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bipnei Ma Zachar Ovadiyahu L'Neviyas, why was he Zochar the prophecy? Bipnei Shehichbi Mea Neviyim B'Ma'ara. He hid 100 different prophets in the cave, so they shouldn't be killed. The Shenemar, it says, Vahi B'Hachris Izebel Es Neviyah Hashem. And Izebel, the wife of Achav, was trying to kill all the Neviyim. Vahikach Ovadiyahu Mea Neviyim. He took 100 Neviyim. V'Achbiyem Chamishim Ish B'Ma'ara. 50 in this cave, 50 in another, and he saved them. So he was Zochar to Nevuah. Maisha Chamishim Ish, why 50? Why not hide all in one cave? Rabbi Elazar, Yaakov, Lama, he learned from Yaakov, the Shinema, Vayeva, Hamachne, Hanisha, Lefleta. There should always be a Sheris Hafleta. When he's coming to meet Esav, he was concerned, so he split everything up. This way, he's trying to hedge his bets and at least save 50%. And they went one way, the other direction will be saved. Rabbi Abo Amar, he gave another explanation. Just a practical thing, it wasn't a big enough cave. So, Chazon Ovadia kom Hashem, Hashem Elkim le'Edom. So, Ovadia's vision was Hashem saw something about Edom. The Gemara doesn't quote the rest of the pasuk here. Ma'ishna Ovadia le'Edom. What was the shaykhus of Ovadia to give nevuah about Edom? So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Ovadiahu, Hadar ben Shnei Risham. He lived among two evil people, Achav and his wife Izebel, for the Lamad Mimasem, and he was able to stay protected from learning from their actions. So Vayinave al Esav Harasha, so he's going to prophesize about Esav, who was the opposite, Shadar Bain Shnei Tzadikim, between his father Yitzchak and his brother Yaakov, and Lo Lamad Mimasem wasn't learning how to be good from them. So that's the contrast of Ovadiahu to Esav and Edom. So Amar Ephraim says differently, Miksha, that was his name, Tamidol Shir Rabbi Meir, Talmud of Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir, he quoted the name of his Rebbe, Ovadia Ger Adomihaya. He actually came from Edom, he was a convert. So that's why. Behind Inchi, that's what people would say, that Mine Obey, Abba Nez Obey Narga. From the very forest itself comes the handle of the ox. Meaning axe, rather. That you take down a tree, and then from the tree you make a handle of an axe, and you start hitting the rest of the forest. So Mineo Bay, from your own country, your own world, comes the one that's going to bring you down. Vayaches Moav, Vaymaddeim, Bechevel, Hashkev, Osum Arza. So in referring to Melch David here, that he killed Moav, and Vaymaddeim, he measured them with a chevel, a line, after Hashkev, Osum Arza, after lying them on the ground, he measured them all out. So what's going on here? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai Hayinu Daminchi. That's what people would say. Minei Uvei Abba Leizel Bei Narge. From the forest itself, you take the axe. So I guess he. I'm not sure how this connects exactly. Because David came from Rus, from Moab. So he came from Moab and killed Moab themselves. Same concept as Ovadia. Kiyasi Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he would say, Yarech mitucha masrachas, a thigh rots from its midst. I guess the same idea from within itself. The rotting comes. Avadia and David HaMelech. Gemara now quotes a pasuk here about King, about Melch David and Moab, Vayikach es benoha bechor asher yimloch tachtav, and is referring to the king of Moab, took his oldest son, who was to rule in this place, Vayaleo ola alachom, and he brought him as a carbon on top of the wall. So Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar L'Shem Shemaim, he had a good intentions for doing this. He was doing it to Hashem. He recognized Hashem even though he's a Melech Moab. Min Chadamar L'Shem Avodah Zarah, one thought he was doing this L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So Bishmuel Mandamar L'Shem Shemaim, that makes sense. It was a really good Kavana, even though of course it was something wrong to do. But Hayinu Dichsiv Vayi Ketzav Gadol Al Yisrael, there's tremendous anger on Shemaim because I guess he saw that they were doing something L'Shem Shemaim, and Klai Yisrael wasn't doing something L'Shem Shemaim. So it brought anger to Klai Yisrael. Even though we wouldn't do this, still, they were at least L'Shem Shemaim, Klai Yisrael wasn't. El-Man Damar L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If Melech Moab was doing this for Avodah Zarah purposes, Amai Vayi Ketiv, why was there anger to Klai Yisrael? There was nothing to contrast to what Moab was doing. Moab was doing things that were bad as well. So, K'Dabri Shu Ben Levi, Dabri Shu Ben Levi, Rami K'siv, he has another Stirim Sukkim, and he's going to answer everything. One pasuk says, "Ksivu k'mishpatei hagoyim asher sivoseichem lo asitem." The laws, the mishpatim that are around you, you have not done, you have not kept. Uksivu k'mishpatei hagoyim asher sivoseichem asitem. Then the other pasuk says, "You did keep the mitzvahs, all the commandments of the nations around you." So how do you deal with the pesukim? Kimesukanim ashebehem lo asitem, kimekukalim ashebehem asitem. The ones of the judgments of around you that are good halachas, you didn't keep. But the ones that are distorted, those types of mishpatim around you that they are doing, you are following, but those are the wrong ones. Meaning you're following the wrong ones. You're doing Avodah Zarah like they're doing. So, Vayisu me'alav ve'ashuv al'aretz. The Pasuk says that Am Yisrael left from him, and then they returned to the land. They left from Melech Moav, it seems. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Ba'os HaShah, that moment, Yardu Rishayim Shal Yisrael the Madrega HaTachtona. Then they left to the weakest, they got to the lowest part of that they've ever been. So the possible fine. I don't know the whole context here, to be honest. So the Gemara now says, we'll finish off the parak here. Va'nara yafa ad me'od. And the young girl was beautiful. This is referring to a pasuk that Avadiah, the continuation of the pasuk, that Avadiyahu was a very big Yir Shemayim Me'od. So the rest of the pasuk, another pasuk in that context, says, a different pasuk that says the word Me'od. What's Me'od? Va'nara yafa Me'od. What does that mean? She's yafa Me'od. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, adayin lo higia lachati yofi shel Sarah. She didn't even reach half the beauty of Sarah Imenu. Dichsef ad Me'od. Ad Me'od, it says. Ad. Until she didn't get to Me'od, but ad Me'od. Below Me'od b'chah, but not included in Me'od. Hajin alach echad dinei mamas. Okay, Ritz Hashem will pick up the fifth parak tomorrow.